The Winds of War by Herman Woke, performed by Kevin Pariseau.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1.
Natalie.
Chapter 1. Commander Victor Henry rode a taxicab home from the Navy building on Constitution Avenue in a gusty, gray March rainstorm that matched his mood. In his war plans cubbyhole that afternoon, he had received an unexpected word from on high, which, to his seasoned appraisal, had probably blown a well-planned career to rags. Now he had to consult his wife about an urgent decision. Yet he did not altogether trust her opinions. At 45, Rhoda Henry remained a singularly attractive woman, but she was rather a crab. This colored her judgment, and it was a fault he found hard to forgive her. She had married him with her eyes open. During an incandescent courtship, they had talked frankly about the military life. Rhoda Grover had declared that all the drawbacks, the separations, the lack of a real place to live and of a normal family existence, the long, slow climb through a system, the need to be humbled to other men's wives when the men were a notch higher.